So, treating a dark spot used to be, well, like painting over a water stain on your living room wall. You'd use a harsh chemical bleach or a heavy concealer and just hope nobody looked too closely.
Right, just covering it up.
Exactly. But today we're taking a completely different, almost architectural approach in this deep dive. We are exploring the clinical science behind the HD New Advanced Whitening Serum.
And it is a really fascinating formulation.
Yeah, we're unpacking how it uses 3% tranexamic acid alongside some serious biological tech to physically rebuild your skin's clarity. So, okay, let's unpack this.
To really understand how this serum is operating, we have to look past the surface layer. You know, this isn't just an exfoliant sitting on top of the skin.
Right.
It is actively changing cellular behavior using two main components, which are 5% exosomes and 0.1% PDRN.
Wow. Okay. So looking at how these two function together, I am picturing like a biological construction site.
Yeah, it's a great way to look at it.
Like the exosomes are the messengers, right? They're carrying signaling molecules that tell the local cells, hey, we need to repair this area.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the PDRN, which are premium DNA fragments, act as the raw building materials.
Or the structural blueprints that the local cells use to actually build fresh collagen. What's fascinating here is the synergy, really. That is the entire point.
So they work together.
Right. The exosomes optimize communication. They're essentially waking up sluggish cells. And then the PDRN provides the actual nucleotides needed for tissue regeneration.
Oh, wow. So it improves elasticity and structural integrity from the inside out.
Precisely.
But wait, if PDRN is essentially a DNA fragment, how does it actually get inside our cells?
That is the big question.
Right. Because doesn't the skin naturally act as a barrier to block large molecules, like exactly like that from penetrating?
Well, that is the beauty of combining them with exosomes. Exosomes are lipid vesicles, meaning their outer layer looks very similar to our own cell membrane.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because of that biological similarity, they can bypass that defensive barrier. They deliver their signaling molecules and help facilitate the uptake of those PDRN fragments right into the fibroblasts where they are needed most.
Okay, so we are successfully sneaking building materials past the guards to rebuild the foundation.
Exactly.
But fixing the foundation doesn't just, I mean, it doesn't automatically erase the hyperpigmentation that's already sitting right there on the surface, you know? So what does this all mean for someone dealing with stubborn dark spots?
And that is exactly why they include 3% tranexamic acid. In the clinical world, this is known as the refiner.
The refiner, okay.
Yeah, unlike an acid that just, well, burns off the top layer of skin, tranexamic acid intervenes in the biological pathway that actually creates melanin.
Wait, really? So it blocks it from forming?
Exactly. It blocks the interaction between melanocytes, which are the cells making the pigment, and the surrounding skin cells. This stops environmental discolorations and sunspots from forming in the first place.
Which completely explains the supporting ingredients here, like niacinamide and Lumiskin.
Right, they aren't just thrown in for marketing.
Yeah, they're working on that same melanin pathway. I mean,
Yeah.
niacinamide specifically stops melanin from transferring to the surface layer of your skin.
It really is a multi-pronged intervention. You are blocking the production and the transfer. But active brightening can sometimes compromise the skin barrier.
Leading to dryness, right?
Yes, exactly. To counter that, the formula uses high matrix, which relies on varying molecular weights of hyaluronic acid.
Oh, so the smaller molecules penetrate to bind moisture deep down.
While the larger ones sit on the surface, yeah, they pull in water from the air to physically plump the skin and create this nice soft focus finish.
And that deep hydration mechanism explains a very specific instruction for this serum, which is applying 1 to 2 pumps onto damp skin.
Yes, that is crucial.
Right, because if the Hya Matrix is pulling in moisture, giving it that dampness right off the bat essentially turns your skin into a sponge, maximizing the absorption. Here's where it gets really interesting, though.
Oh, absolutely. It's a prime example of why formulation and application have to work together. The brand leans into this with what they call their luminous ritual.
The luminous ritual.
Yeah, instead of treating the serum as like a standalone miracle, it is designed to function within a specific biological ecosystem.
Which makes a lot of sense. Rather than just haphazardly slapping on products, the logic of their routine is sound. You start with the HD Vitamin C Daily Cleanser.
Then you use an essence to prep the pH.
Right, the skin activating treatment essence. And then you apply the serum while the skin is damp and permeable.
Exactly. And at night, you target stubborn areas with the HD Vitamin C Dark Spot Corrector.
And finally, you seal all those active ingredients in with the HD Vitamin C Brightening Cream so they don't evaporate.
And you always follow with AM sun protection to preserve those results. But yeah, it's a systematic approach to cellular repair. You are creating the optimal environment for those exosomes and tranexamic acid to actually do their jobs uninterrupted.
And doing it without inflammatory triggers, too. I mean, the formula leaves out parabens, alcohol, and artificial fragrances.
Which is vital if the whole goal is cellular harmony. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is where modern skincare is heading.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is no longer about masking a flaw or, you know, chemically stripping a problem. It is about giving your skin the precise biological tools to repair itself and build resilience against environmental stressors.
It completely changes how we look at treating our bodies. No more just painting over the water stain.
Exactly.
And it leaves you wondering, you know, if we can now use lipid messengers and DNA fragments to topically instruct our skin cells to act younger and brighter, what other natural bodily repair processes are we on the verge of hacking with topical science?